Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
You want to promote content that is exclusive and that is valuable. So these are going to be content that costs money or something that was previously unavailable. And then you're going to go ahead and give that away for free.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about their pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to besteverhow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. Each week, we air two podcast episodes that focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for the majority of these episodes, we offer free resources. These are free PDF how-to guides, PowerPoint presentation templates, or Excel calculator templates that help you along your apartment syndication journey. All of these free resources, as well as previous Syndication School episodes, can be found at syndicationschool.com. Today, we are going to continue talking about branding. So yesterday, or the episode before this, we talked about the four tips for nailing a podcast interview. So that's going on someone else's podcast or thought leadership platform. I guess the same lessons technically apply to a YouTube channel, really any sort of interview you're doing. I guess, heck, even a blog post where you're being interviewed. These are going to be about how to actually create your own content platform. But we're not going to go into the specifics on how to actually create a podcast, the name, logo, blah, blah, blah. Instead, we're going to talk about how to actually successfully launch it once it's created. So if you want to know how to create a thought leadership platform, and again, these include things like podcasts, YouTube channels, books, blogs, newsletters, then check out those branding episodes at syndicationschool.com. Just type in how to create a fill in the blank. And we'll have a resource on that. We're going to talk about, okay, so it's created. You've got a launch date set. What are some of the best practices to make sure you're maximizing the number of viewers, of buys, of clicks that you get from the get-go? So I've got five tactics I want to go over. And these are all kind of related. But the first one is to create a win-win-win scenario. So if you're doing a podcast or a YouTube channel, this is going to be a win between you, the interviewees, as well as the listener. That applies for a podcast and a YouTube channel. Because typically, what you want to do is you want to have a batch of episodes ready to go. So let's say you decide to release one episode every week. Typically, it's really good to have 3 to 6 months of audio or video content on deck. So if you're doing one per week, so 6 months, that's about 26. For 3 months, that's 13 episodes. Let's say you just want to be 3 months ahead. So you have 13 episodes prepared, and so you have 13 guests who are going to be released in those 13 weeks. Or maybe you want to do something where you do every single week, but you want to release one every single day for the first 7 days. Whatever it is you want to do, you want to create a win-win-win for you and whoever those interviewees are, as well as the customers. And I'll talk about how to create that win-win in a second, but I just want to define what that win-win-win actually even means. For the book, it's going to be you, the reader, and then anyone who is actually featured in that book. So the win-win-win is a lot simpler for the book than the podcast. For the podcast, if it's just you talking, then it might just be a win-win for you and your customers. Now, how do you create this win-win? You want to promote content that is exclusive and that is valuable. So these are going to be content that costs money or something that was previously unavailable. And then you're going to go ahead and give that away for free. So let's just do some examples. So let's say you're launching a podcast. And you're going to follow the strategy of doing 7 podcasts in the first week, and you've got 7 different guests, then maybe you can ask all 7 of those guests to send you the ebook version of a book that they have so that you can use that when promoting the podcast. And we're going to talk about promoting the podcast later on, these tactics. That's just one example. So ask the 7 guests, hi, I want to, and I'll explain what to do later. So if you don't mind, could you send me a copy of your ebook? Or it could be something as simple as you personally buying 7 hard copy books and then doing a giveaway at the end of each episode. So be really creative about this, about how to actually do the giveaway. But the whole point is to find something that is valuable, so actually costs money, and that is going to be exclusive. So something that is not easily found. So the book idea is valuable, but not necessarily easily found. So another example would be some unreleased piece of content that you've been working on and haven't sent yet. Or maybe you can create a specific piece of content for the promotion of this podcast. So for example, for a book, you can create some sort of content for that book that you can give away to people who pre-order the book. So if you pre-order the book, that's helpful for you, because obviously you're able to get more sales up front. You're also able to leverage that. Hey, I've got 100 books pre-ordered already. Don't miss out. But at the same time, the buyer is going to get some sort of free extra content from you. And again, it could be something that is elaborating something in the book. It could be something completely different. It's really up to you. But again, the overall idea is to find a piece of content that's either unavailable, so it's newly created specifically for this purpose, or it's something that they can only get by paying for it and you're giving it away for free. So that's the first thing. Create a win-win-win by finding and having free content to give away that either costs money or is unavailable. I gave a lot of examples there. Now, what do you do once you actually have this content? Well, you're going to give it away. The way in which you give it away is really up to you. As I mentioned, it could be if you pre-order the book, then you give it away. Each day for these 7 days, we're going to give away a free book that was written by the interviewee. In order to enter, follow ABCD steps, which obviously hopefully captures their email address. Which brings me to number two, which is to promote your new content platform to your email list. So this includes, obviously, the day that it launches, having a banner or a section in your email list that promotes this new content platform. But you're going to want to do this actually ahead of time as well. So I'm going to keep using the same two examples, either a book or doing the 7 podcasts in 1 week. So let's say you're going to do 7 podcasts in 1 week. Obviously, you're not going to do all 7 of those episodes the day before, and then the next day you release the first episode, right? It takes editing, it takes time. So once you know what those 7 podcasts are going to be, then you can, over the 7 weeks before it launches, you can feature each of those episodes each week to create anticipation for those episodes. Maybe 7 weeks is a little much. Maybe you can do a month or 2 weeks. But the whole goal is you don't want to blindside your readers, your followers with a brand new podcast, because you'll get some interaction, but you're not going to get as much interaction as you would have if you would have created a bunch of anticipation leading up to it. And one way to do that is on your email list. And then obviously, once it actually launches, you go ahead and promote it there. Since you are creating this win-win-win, you're going to want to promote the giveaway that you're doing, or the book if they're pre-ordering it. Just, hey, if you pre-order this, you'll get the giveaway. Or if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, after listening to each podcast, you get the chance to win the free book. So however you're giving away the free win-win-win content, make sure you include that in your promotion as well on your email list. Number 3 is to promote the new content platform in a Facebook group. So basically the same thing you're doing on your newsletter, but do it in the Facebook group. So figure out, okay, how far in advance do I want to start promoting this podcast? Okay, I want to promote for a month. So each day for 30 days, I'm going to have some sort of post on my business page that's promoting my new podcast. So pretty easily, you've got 7 for the actual podcast guests. You can ask questions to generate conversation on what types of guests you should interview, things like that. For the book, maybe you've got 30 chapters in your book, so each day you can feature a different chapter in that book before it's actually launched. So lots of different ideas, but again, the purpose is to do something on Facebook. You can also create a brand new Facebook group that's specific for that new content. So podcasts, for example, we have the Best Ever Show community that's specific to our podcast. So everything on there is to promote engagement, to talk about topics from the podcast, or in a sense, miniature interviews that are happening on the Facebook page. So someone asks a question, and then a bunch of people who would be interviewed on the podcast go in there and answer that question. And so in that Facebook group, you create that Facebook group for this new podcast that you're going to create. And then in addition to posting that 30 days worth of content on the Facebook group, also post that in that Facebook group community. Make sure you share that Facebook group community on your personal Facebook, on your business Facebook, so that you're able to get people to join that before the podcast actually launches. So that's number 3. Number 4 is to get on other people's content platforms to promote the launch. So we actually talked about this yesterday. The 4 tips for successfully being interviewed on someone else's podcast or YouTube channel or blog post. So a great way to promote your new podcast is to promote it on other people's podcasts. So as I mentioned, in one of those tips, have a call to action that sends them to your Facebook group or send them to your email list. Mention the free content you're giving away. So if you know when you're going to launch the podcast, try to get on other people's podcasts and have those episodes go live before yours launches. Again, you're creating anticipation for your new podcast. Same thing applies for a book you're launching. Go on there and talk about your book. We can talk about 5 topics from your book and then say, hey, if you want to learn the next 10 or 20 topics, you can buy my book. It's available for pre-order now. If you pre-order it, we're giving away this free thing. So that is number 4. We talked about that a lot yesterday, so I'm not going to elaborate more on what to do when you're on other people's podcasts. Just go listen to that episode. And number 5 is to have something else to give away. So going back to number 1, creating a win-win, let's see if you had a list of 10 different pieces of content you want to give away. And maybe 2 of those are exclusive and valuable, so you only give away those 2. Once you want to give away those 2, you can also give away the other ones as well. So when we did our book, some of the content was exclusive and valuable, and some of it wasn't. Some of it was stuff that we've used before. Some of it stuff you can find elsewhere. Some of it was repurposed content from before, but we wanted to give away a ton of resources. So whenever we were promoting the book on the podcast, on the Facebook group, on the email list, we focused on those exclusive and valuable pieces of content. And then once they actually received the content, not only did they get that, but they got the bonus content of the extra 5, 6, 7, 8 in the example I just gave, where 2 were valuable and 8 weren't. They are surprised when they see the bonus 8 pieces of content. So those are 5 things you can do to successfully launch a new content platform. Again, whether that's a podcast, a YouTube channel, or a book. The first one is to create a win-win-win, which is to offer exclusive and valuable content to the listeners. Some of that content can be from the interviewees or people who are featured in your book to, again, get that third win in there. Plenty of examples of that. Number 2 was to promote your new thought leadership platform to your email list. If you don't have an email list, you probably should create one. We've talked about that in previous Syndication School episodes as well. Number 3 is to promote the new thought leadership platform in your Facebook group. And again, for both the email list and for the Facebook group, you're not only promoting the platform, but also the free content you're giving away. Number 4 is to get other people's thought leadership platforms to promote the launch of your book, your podcast, your YouTube channel. And number 5 is to focus on the exclusive and valuable content pieces when promoting the book. But then once you actually send the content, have something else included in there. Doesn't need to be valuable or exclusive, but just have some bonus material to provide to the winner or those who pre-ordered the book. So that concludes this episode. I recommend listening to the episode from yesterday, or if you're listening to this in the future, the one directly before this, because it ties into that number 4, getting on other people's content platforms. I talk about some tips on how to perform well during your interview on other people's podcasts or YouTube channels. Or you can just find that at syndicationschool.com, along with all of our other Syndication School episodes and free documents. So thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and I will talk to you soon.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe. To get a free deal pitch deck template. Are you looking to earn passive income through turnkey rental properties? If so, then go check out hipsterinvestments.com. Ali Boone's the founder of Hipster Investments. It's a aesthetically pleasing website, and you'll know what I mean when you go check it out. I just love the color palette. In addition to that, though, Ali has some wonderful content on both passive investing through turnkey rental properties as well as how to design your life. Go to hipsterinvestments.com.